News, weather, traffic, and talk for both sides of the bay. This is Mobile Mornings on FM Talk 106.5.
All right, 6:05, FM Talk 106.5, and a foggy Friday as we get started with rain in the mix as well. Details coming up with Dr. Bill's forecast in just a second. Plus, a lot of breaking news this morning. One of those stories, human remains found in Biosera, may be Danielle Vian. Remember the missing Mobile woman, Danielle Vian. Press conference will happen shortly here with MPD, and we'll get you the latest. 6:06, let's check the ride in. Here's Kane with traffic.
Good morning, everyone. For the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center, we do have an accident with injuries already this morning at Airport and Yester Oaks Drive. Emergency vehicles are on the scene. Traffic flow looks good so far across the Bayway and the Causeway. No delays if you're traveling from the northbound side of 65. From Pritchard, Chickasaw to Saraland, it's a good ride in this morning. Jubilee Roofing and AB can trust. They've been serving Mobile and Baldwin County for over 20 years, and for the past 5 years, they've been the best-rated roofing company in the area, providing new roofs and roof repairs at JubileeRoofing.com. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 traffic.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Are you a business owner? Have you ever considered selling your business? At some time or another, every owner must consider exit strategies and should take maximum advantage of favorable conditions. Don't wait for uncontrollable circumstances or the market to make these critical decisions for you. Transworld's mergers and acquisitions team can guide you through every step of the process. Contact Transworld of Mobile for a no-obligation consultation or visit tworld.com/mobile. Our value is maximizing your value.
FM Talk 106.5 at Mobile Mornings on a Friday. Glad to have you here. Sean and Dalton, Dr. Bill, Kane with traffic, and Kelly has got our headlines. Let's do that right now.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Former State Representative Ed Henry sentenced to 2 years of probation for his role in a health care fraud case on Thursday in federal court. U.S. District Judge Keith Watkins handed down the sentence following a plea agreement. Henry pleaded guilty to aiding and abetting theft of government property, saying that he was unaware at the time that waiving co-payments for Medicare patients was even a crime. But he says he does know that now. This, as prosecutors say, doctors not only improperly waived those co-payments for Medicare patients who were enrolled in chronic pain management services, which were provided by Henry's company, but that Medicare also paid for services patients did not need or would have otherwise refused. Mobile police are hoping that you can help them crack a case, but they want to remind you, keep in mind that these two wanted men are considered armed and dangerous. Authorities say last week, 24-year-old Hunter Bush and 29-year-old Craig Baggett not only held up a person at gunpoint, but they also beat the victim up. A crime happened at a trailer park in Tillman's Corner. Bush is described as 5 feet 7 inches tall, weighing 155 pounds. Baggett is described as 6 feet 5 inches tall, weighing 265 pounds. If you have information which can help them with this case, this investigation sure could use your assistance. You can call the Crime Stoppers hotline at 251-208-7211. And remember, you can remain anonymous. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Y'all say hello to my buddy Sid with Sexton Lawn and Landscape. I got to tell you something. So Sid's out at our house looking at our front yard, and you had your computer out there, and by the time you were finished, I had something to look at for a landscape design.
We're always trying to step up our game, I guess. And one of the things is that we're the landscape professionals. We know what it looks like. We know what it's going to look like. And so we're trying to communicate to you, the homeowner, a rendering. This is what we'll take a photo and we'll sketch over it. And this is kind of what we think it's going to be. And really all we're trying to do is make sure that our vision matches up with yours.
Yeah. And it's something that we can interact with you while y'all are there at their house.
Yeah. It's a real quick, easy process. Now, if we need to, and we're on the right track, we'll develop a detailed CAD drawing and we'll develop a plan that's going to serve you and something we can price off of. But what we really want to do is just not throw out a number. We want to make sure we're both on the same page.
All right. If you want to see what your landscape could look like, how do you get in touch with y'all?
Well, you can give us a call or you can find us online at sextonlandscapes.com or any of our social media outlets, Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A murder suspect is now facing federal drug charges. Kendrick Patrick is accused of killing Skylar Williams in Spanish Fourth and dumping his body in Stockton. On Thursday, a judge set his bond at $500,000. Williams' body was found along Majors Creek Monday night. Now we know just 5 days before that, a grand jury indicted Patrick and six others in a drug case. They're accused of distributing cocaine and heroin. A case of the measles has been confirmed in St. Clair County, Alabama, just outside Birmingham. An infant with the virus is now being treated. Just over a week ago, the Department of Health confirmed someone with measles traveled through Alabama April 11th, making stops in Livingston and Fort Payne. The person would have driven through St. Clair County. An arrest in the brutal home invasion and stabbing of an 81-year-old woman in Mobile. The attack happened during a home invasion earlier this week on Pineda Court. Francilia Chastang is charged with elder abuse, assault, and theft of property. Margaret Campbell was found beaten and stabbed. Her vehicle was stolen. Campbell remains in the hospital. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Did you know you may be at risk of vision loss even if you're not experiencing physical symptoms? Heritage for the Blind recommends you prevent blindness by scheduling a vision screening today.
If you own an old or unwanted car, donate it today to Heritage for the Blind. Just call 1-800-715-2203. Pickup is free and your donation is tax deductible. Heritage for the Blind is an IRS-recognized nonprofit organization that helps promote eye health and aids the blind and visually impaired. They accept cars, vans, and trucks. It doesn't matter if your vehicle runs or not, it will be towed away for free. Call right now to donate your car, and as a special thank you for calling, you'll get a free 3-day vacation voucher to many exciting locations. Call Heritage for the Blind right now. Call 1-800-715-2203. Donating is easy, and your vehicle is towed away for free. Call now 1-800-715-2203. That's 1-800-715-2203.
After 44 years of serving fishermen and boaters, Negus Marine and Mobile is closing their doors. But before they do that, they're giving us a chance to buy the best boat accessories at huge discounts. From props to bow lights and everything in between, Negus Marine is liquidating its inventory. Hey, this is Sean Sullivan, and I took a walk through the showroom and warehouse at Negus, and I saw shelves full of things that you and I both want and need for our boats. Go see for yourself. Right now, Negus Marine, 3957 Demetropolis in Mobile, open 8 to 5:30. Give them a call, 666-5890.
Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist is FM Talk 1065's Dr. Bill Williams. With a three-decade track record of getting it right, get your weather from Dr. Bill Williams 4 times an hour every weekday morning on FM Talk 1065.
Embiid takes over in Philly. Two NHL series are now evened up, and the Bay Bears continue their hot streak. It's 6:14 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report. In the NBA playoffs, the Philadelphia 76ers routed the Toronto Raptors 116-95 to take a 2-1 lead in their second-round series. Philly led the entire game, with big center Joel Embiid scoring 33 points with 10 rebounds.
Embiid for three. Joel Embiid is 3-for-3 from downtown here in game three.
Embiid went 9 of 18 from the floor and made 12 of 13 free throws. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard scored 33 points, and Pascal Siakam added 20. Game 4 set for Sunday in Philadelphia. Tonight, there are two NBA Game 3s scheduled, with both series tied at one game apiece. At 7, Boston hosts Milwaukee, and then at 9:30, Portland hosts Denver. Yesterday, the Celtics announced that team president Danny Ainge suffered a mild heart attack in Milwaukee on Tuesday night. According to a release from the team, Ainge received immediate medical attention and is expected to make a full recovery and will return to Boston shortly. In the NHL playoffs, Tuukka Rask stopped 39 shots, and Patrice Bergeron scored twice as the Boston Bruins beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 4-1. The series is now tied at 2 games apiece and heads to Boston tomorrow for Game 5. In the late game, the Colorado Avalanche beat the San Jose Sharks 3-0 to even their NHL second-round series at 2-2. Colorado goalie Philip Grubauer stopped 32 shots for his first career playoff shutout, Game 5 tomorrow in San Jose. In the majors last night, the San Diego Padres crushed Atlanta 11-2. The Mets beat Cincinnati 1-0, with Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard striking out 10 and hitting New York's lone home run. Colorado beat Milwaukee 11-6. Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg reached 1,500 strikeouts and fewer innings than any pitcher in Major League history. He led Washington to a 2-1 win over St. Louis. In the American League, the White Sox beat Boston 6-4. Brandon Lowe hit a 3-run home run, leading Tampa Bay past Kansas City 3-1. Minnesota beat Houston 8-2, and the LA Angels beat Toronto 6-2. And in the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Montgomery Biscuits 3-1 for their 5th win in their last 7 games. Mobile pitcher Matt Ball tossed a season-high 6 scoreless innings and struck out 6 batters in his first win with the Bay Bears. Game 3 of the 5-game road series is in Montgomery tonight at 6:35. 6:16 here on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Orwig, and that's a look at sports on Mobile Mornings.
All right, thank you, Dalton. We're going to go live to Saraland, where human remains found in Biosara overnight. They believe may be the body of and that Chevy Cruze of Daniela Vianne, who's been missing for months. Let's go there now.
Once we make a decision to move that vehicle, because of the length of time that Daniela has been missing, we have to take into account the potential level of decomposition that might have taken place. And so we have to make sure that as we move that vehicle, we don't lose any evidence whatsoever that may be critical to us proceeding potentially at some point in a criminal investigation. So this is going to be a long, methodical process for us today. We'll try to update you guys as we get to certain stages of the investigation and the different things that we're doing to try to make sure that at some point, if we have to deal with this as a criminal matter, we're able to provide the family the best level of closure as we possibly can from a law enforcement perspective.
So you talked about the challenges of searching at night versus daylight. What are the advantages now that it's light?
Well, some of the advantages because it's daylight is we can see clearly across the water. There are going to be some difficulties seeing what we see underwater. We realize that once we move that vehicle, that the sediment that's at the bottom of the bayou is going to come up. And so again, the things that we would normally do as we document and take pictures of a crime scene, it's going to become murky. We're going to lose things that we would normally lose. And so again, just because of the unique nature of this being a scene that's in the water, it makes it difficult for us to do our job the way we need to do it.
And so last night, these were just kind of dive teams that kind of stumbled across this car?
As they do their training, when they see something that's, they dive these areas on a regular basis, and so when they see something that's different than they've seen before when they're in the area, and so they looked at it a little bit closer, and as they looked at it a little bit closer, they were able to see some uniqueness about some of the things that was unique to Daniela's vehicle, and so they verified that with some additional equipment that they had available to them, and of course they came to the conclusion that this is the vehicle that Daniela Vianne would have been driving at the time she went missing.
Now this is a large break in the case for y'all that has kind of gone cold over a few months. I know this is a good thing for the investigation, but it's an unfortunate situation for the family who is dealing with all of this.
You know, our goal as a department is always to try to bring a family closure. So we wanted to make a recovery of Daniela, but we didn't want to make a recovery of Daniela in this manner. You know, best case scenario for us was to bring Daniela home alive to her family. Again, we have not 100% confirmed that that's Daniela in the vehicle, but you know, we are at this point somewhat speculating that it is her in there. It is her vehicle, but we cannot say with 100% certainty at this point in time that happens to be Daniela in the vehicle. So there's a lot we still have to do.
Can you talk a little bit about the dive teams when they stumbled across this? I mean, this went from a scenario to real life.
Again, you know, that's why we train. And so when they look at different things that they see, you know, it's all about seeing recovering evidence. Dive teams, that's what they do. They do recoveries. And, of course, their training is to sometime our recovery missions and sometime their rescue missions. And so in this particular case, because they were diving, they recovered a vehicle. Sometimes we recover weapons. You know, it just depends on what it is that we may be looking for. But, again, this was just a training scenario for these guys, and they were out doing what they do so that they can help both respective departments accomplish the task that we have sometime, because we're so close to the water. So many things happen in Mobile and Saraland around the water.
Can you talk a little bit about the efforts that are being made in order to recover the evidence? There are a lot of vehicles that we've seen that have gone past this checkpoint.
So what you're going to see again is you're going to see a collaborative effort between the Mobile Police Department, the Saraland Police Department, the Department of Forensic Science, Mobile County Sheriff's Office, because, again, we work together. We all sometimes have to share the same resources. And so you're going to see a lot of people in and out of here today. But the ultimate goal, is to make sure that we preserve as much evidence as we possibly can as we go through this recovery process, so that we can, at some point, if we have to go into a courtroom, be able to provide the family some level of closure from that perspective. I am thankful that we can at least say to them that we've hopefully made a recovery. I am not happy that we have to say it's under these circumstances.
Can you talk briefly about the equipment that's being used? Because with all of the resources that you have, there are certain, I know, departments that have things that you need that help with this investigation.
So we're using sonar to kind of map out what we see underneath the water. We're using GPS just to kind of get an approximate location of where everything is based off you know, mapping it where the vehicle happens to be. We have to take into account, you know, tide coming in and out, the vehicle shifting and moving over. Again, we're talking about a vehicle that has been missing and a person that has been missing almost a year. And so we can't say at this point with any certain how long that vehicle's been in that exact spot. So, again, a long process. As we get to a point where we can brief you guys and know a little bit more definitive, I'll come back out here, I'll brief you guys. I'll try to do it at least every hour or so. And again, thank you guys for coming out today, and I hope that we've informed the public of what we have well enough so that they'll understand that it's going to be a long day for us trying to make sure we do the right thing.
All right, comments there from Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste, who's actually in Saraland, and he is giving a presser because the vehicle that we heard the police chief say for sure, the blue 2014 Chevy Cruze that Daniela Vian went missing in, was found. There is a body inside. Mm-hmm. They're not going to confirm whether it's her or not, obviously for a lot of reasons right now, but they have found that vehicle. And the odd scenario where you had law enforcement dive teams training in the area, just, I guess, using the area out of BioSera boat launch to do training, and they stumble upon this vehicle.
It's seems like if everything comes out to what they're looking like, I mean, it matches the description. If it turns out to be her, it's an awful ending to the story, which began, I think, back in July of last year is when Daniela Vian went missing. So we're talking about nearly a year now.
Holy cow, you're right. Yeah, I think it is.
And to stumble on it, like it seems the dive team, like you said, just happened to find this car down there that matches the description. I think they're pulling the car from the water later today, or they're getting to that, and we'll find out more. But awful ending to this story.
Wow. All right. We'll keep you up to date on this story and a whole lot more this morning. 6:24. Let's check the forecast for this afternoon and the weekend with Dr. Bill.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
Well, skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms, lows in the upper 60s. And then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
It's a new economy. We're in a no-joke, take-no-prisoners economy. You must use your best tactics to ensure your business continues to grow. This is Lauren Cabanis with the FM Talk 106.5 Sales Department. An advertising campaign on FM Talk 106.5 will deliver your message to a loyal audience of Mobile and Baldwin County adults with higher household income and education. Call me at 344-1065 Extension 18, and I'll help design a plan to efficiently and effectively promote your business and increase your sales.
Hi, it's Paul Feinbaum. College football season never ends. We're your home for coast-to-coast coverage of the game you love.
Paul Feinbaum, weekdays at 2 on FM Talk 106.5.
625, FM Talk 106.5, and Mobile Mornings. Glad to have you along on this Friday. Get a weekend weather scale coming up in just about an hour and 15 with Dr. Bill Williams. Hopefully, at least one of the days will be good to get out this weekend. We'll find out more coming up shortly. Right now, let's check headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. Great news out of Montgomery for our Alabama teachers and employees. As soon, they will see even more money in their paychecks after lawmakers agree to a 4% pay raise and education trust fund budget for public school teachers and employees. The record high $7 billion education spending plan was approved by the Alabama Senate on Thursday. The education budget is fueled by sales and income taxes. The budget provides additional money for pre-kindergarten, broadband, English language education, and to reduce classroom size in grades 4 through 6. The bill now moves to the House. Senator Arthur Orr, chairman of the Budget Committee, says that the raise was a start to try to address a teacher shortage, which is happening statewide. If you need to talk to someone or need support, or maybe you're feeling the pressures of school, work, life, your finances, and more, Lifelines Counseling wants to remind you that they're here to help. They're inviting you to the Family Counseling Center. They do that all year long, but especially for this month, as May is National Mental Health Awareness Month. And they want you to know that mental health is essential to everyone's overall health and well-being, and mental illnesses are common and treatable. Throughout the month, they encourage you to visit their website, their social media sites, or just give them a call and learn more. That number is 251-602-0909. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thank you, Kelly. 627 FM Talk 106.5. And coming up this morning, your chance to turn up your voice. Actually, we do that 24/7 at 343-0106. Text line is open for you, 343-0106. You can hit us up there. And, of course, remember, the podcast available on the front page of our website, fmtalk1065.com. A lot of other places, too. But in the first place, if you're just starting to get into this podcast thing you've heard of, check us out, fmtalk1065.com. Click the link for podcast. All right, we'll check in with News 5 and Dr. Bill.
I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5. A major break in the disappearance of Daniela Vian. A car matching the same make and model of Vian's car has been found in Bayou Sara. Authorities have confirmed human remains were also inside the vehicle. The blue Chevy Cruze, just like the one Vian purchased the day of her disappearance, will be pulled from the water this morning. The human remains will be sent for DNA testing to confirm they are those of Vian. A woman is in jail charged with causing a wreck that left a motorcyclist dead. 24-year-old Prentice Reese is from Mobile. On Wednesday, police say she was driving a Nissan Titan eastbound on Interstate 10 when she rear-ended a motorcycle near the Daphne exit. The person on it, 70-year-old Philip Aldred of Mississippi, was killed. Aldred was an active member of the Motorcycle Awareness Campaign, a national group promoting motorcycle safety. A Florida man will spend a year in jail for his part in a reptile smuggling ring stretching from South Carolina to Hong Kong. Matthew Cale hid rare turtles in candy wrappers and socks, then shipped them overseas. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News 5.
Lordy days, would you look at these leaves? Jolene, how long has it been since you've done any yard work?
Not long. 3 or 4 months.
Shame on you. I don't think your little mower is going to cut this mess.
It keeps getting clogged up.
My guys are finished with my yard now. They can help you. Over here, fellas.
I can't pay all these people.
It's my treat. However, I do need 5 gallons of iced tea with Splenda, if it's not too much trouble. This is the same company that did my landscaping last year.
I thought that was a smaller company.
They were a smaller company, until the owner called the Jack Green Insurance Agency. Jack was able to save them so much money on their commercial insurance, they were able to put the extra money back into their company and get more equipment. Jack Green insures everything. Bulldozers, BMWs, churches, chili dog stands, condos, commercial buildings.
Jack Green saves you green. 251-344-5393.
Did I hear a power saw?
They're cutting down sawgrass.
That's not how that works.
It just doesn't make good sense to pay too much.
Call today and ask for Jack.
Are you looking for senior care for your mom or dad but don't know where to start? Hi, I'm Joan London with A Place for Mom. Nobody knows your parent or loved one better than you, and nobody knows senior living better than the experts at A Place for Mom. They've helped thousands of families find the right place for their mom or dad.
I was so glad that I called A Place for Mom. My advisor really listened and was truly my partner in finding senior care for my dad. She went out of her way to get to know him as a person and was always there whenever I had a question.
The senior living advisors at A Place for Mom partner with thousands of families every month, listening and offering local knowledge and advice to help find the best senior living communities across the country. And it's a free service. Here's the number.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266.
There's a place for answers, A Place for Mom. Call today.
Call A Place for Mom at 1-800-316-0266. That's 1-800-316-0266.
The Department of Homeland Security says cyber attacks still pose a threat to the 2020 presidential election, and they're reaching out now to political campaigns, saying training campaign staffers on basic security steps should be a top priority. Several days of street protests don't seem to have shaken Nicolas Maduro's hold on power in Venezuela. Paula Newton reports from Caracas. He's appeared there with soldiers the opposition hoped would turn against him.
The pictures were extraordinary. You had Nicolas Maduro with thousands of cadets, soldiers, and they were literally kneeling before him. He certainly does not look like a person who has been weakened through all of this.
The United Nations says about 10 million people in North Korea are suffering from severe food shortages after one of the worst crop harvests there in a decade. Vice President Mike Pence travels to Louisiana today to show support for members of three black churches burned by an arsonist. Gains posting in pre-market trading on Wall Street, a good jobs report expected this morning. I'm Michael Toscano.
I'm Jennifer Kishinko with Your Money Now. After years of pressure to crack down on hate and bigotry, Facebook has banned Louis Farrakhan, Alex Jones, and other extremists, saying they violated its ban on dangerous individuals. The bans apply to both Facebook's main service and to Instagram and extend to fan pages and other related accounts. Called censorship by several of those who got the axe, the move signals a renewed effort by the social media giant to remove people and groups promoting objectionable material such as hate, racism, and anti-Semitism. Tesla is looking to raise as much as $2.3 billion through a bond and stock sale after the electric car maker reported a steep quarterly loss last week that heightened concern about its dwindling reserves of cash. CEO Elon Musk had long insisted Tesla didn't need to seek new financing, but that message shifted after Tesla reported one of the worst quarterly losses in history. Crude oil up 4 cents at $61.85 a barrel. On Wall Street, futures are modestly higher. That's Your Money Now.
It may not be stomach issues.
For me, it's intense gas, or pain, or diarrhea, sometimes all at once, over and over.
I spent years with the symptoms, but could never figure it out.
No matter what I did, they never went away. So I decided to break it down for my doctor and get really specific about my symptoms.
We discovered that exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI, may be the reason for my stomach issues.
EPI is caused by my pancreas. It leads to diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, unexplained weight loss, and oily stools. The symptoms just don't go away.
But EPI can show up with even one symptom.
The good news? EPI is manageable.
But to get to the right diagnosis, you have to break it down for your doctor and get specific about the severity of your symptoms.
Visit identifyepi.com to learn more and use the symptom checker to help change the conversation with your doctor. Brought to you by AbbVie.
Sometimes you just want to connect with someone else who gets it. If you're a female, military veteran, service member, or first responder, join us on Mondays from 5:30 to 7 p.m. at Veterans Recovery Resources in Midtown Mobile. Our Women Veterans Connect is an opportunity for fellowship, education, and support. There is no cost and all are welcome. Join us at 1156 Spring Hill Avenue in Midtown Mobile. Visit vetsrecover.org to learn more. See you next Monday.
Now, weather with Mobile Radio's only staff meteorologist, Dr. Bill Williams.
It's 635 FM Talk 106.5. Good morning, Dr. Bill.
Good morning, Sean.
Another foggy start this morning.
Yeah, another humid day ahead of us. Yesterday, we got up to 87 degrees, and we'll be up in at least into the mid-80s today. But we do have a slight chance that we could see a shower or thunderstorm develop this afternoon, and otherwise it'll be a partly cloudy day. Tonight it'll be mostly cloudy, and there's a possibility of a shower developing late tonight. The low tonight will be anywhere from the mid to upper 60s. And then for Saturday, well, that's a problem, because there is a cold front that's up in Arkansas, and it'll be moving across Mississippi and Alabama tomorrow. And that's going to increase shower activity here along the coast. So look for showers and thunderstorms. The best chance will be during the afternoon and into the early evening hours. High tomorrow will be in the low 80s. Now, there's the possibility that a couple of those thunderstorms could produce some strong gusty winds. That rainfall activity will gradually taper off Saturday night. The front will move just offshore and then stall. And on Sunday, we can expect a few showers in the morning, but then becoming partly cloudy. And it'll turn out pretty nice afternoon with temperatures in the mid-80s. After that, nice weather on Monday, mostly sunny with a high in the mid-80s. But then the clouds come back on Tuesday with a chance of a few showers and thunderstorms. So looks like a two-part weekend with showers and thunderstorms Saturday, but then clearing off on Sunday.
Okay, so with that, those showers and thunderstorms tomorrow, getting more intense as you get later in the day or peaking at some point during the day? What's your thought on that?
Yeah, the afternoon hours during the prime heating time, that's when we expect the major activity for showers and thunderstorms, and then into the early evening hours. After that, should begin to taper off.
You're talking about the severe weather with this, thunderstorms, straight-line winds. Any worry or concern for tornadic activity?
No, it doesn't look like it. Be straight-line winds, and there is a slight chance that we could see a severe thunderstorm or two across southwest Alabama.
All right, Dr. Bill, we'll check back soon.
Okay, Sean.
Staff meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams with your forecast exclusively here at FM Talk 106.5. Breaking news as of overnight and this morning, and we'll continue getting new information on this as there's press conferences to come. And we just had one with Mobile Police Chief Lawrence Batiste about 15 minutes ago. Human remains found in Bayou Sara yesterday evening. They found a vehicle matching the same make and model of the missing Daniela Vian's vehicle, a blue Chevy Cruze. She was last seen alive July 17th of 2018. Mobile Police found it during a diving training exercise. So they were there with the boat launch at Bayou Sara doing what dive teams do, training to be better at their job, when they happened upon the vehicle. 25-year-old Daniela Vian, last seen in her blue 2014 Chevy Cruze at a Shell gas station at Government and 65. She had purchased the car that day. Since Vian's disappearance, investigators have not found any signs of her car until last night. Shortly after her disappearance, a missing persons report filed by her 5-year-old daughter's grandmother. Her case was moved to Mobile Police's homicide unit. Police had offered a $2,000 reward for information leading to her whereabouts, later upping that reward to $5,000. Department also did something it never did before. It started a blog to get information about Vian's disappearance. That blog was started back in September. Get more on this story as we move through the morning. 6:38, we'll check traffic with Kane next.
This is Rona McSherry from McSherry's Irish Pub and Restaurant in downtown Fairhope, where you can enjoy great food at a great price, meet your mates for a pint and a chat, or dance the night away with our live DJ on Friday and Saturday nights. We have a lovely atmosphere, a large patio with big screen TVs, and it is said the best Reuben sandwich this side of the River Shannon. We open at 3 p.m. and close at 2 a.m. So come on down for a wee taste of Ireland at McSharry's Irish Pub in Fairhope, Alabama.
Turn up your voice online. Follow FM Talk 106.5 by searching Twitter at FM Talk 106.5. Feeding breaking news, weather, traffic, and opinion, plus your replies. Find us at twitter.com at FM Talk 106.5.
Good morning for the Pitts and Sons Towing and Recovery Traffic Center. Dense fog advisory has been issued for parts of Daphne, Fairhope, and Mobile until 9 a.m. this morning. Visibility is about a quarter mile or less at times, especially across the Bayway, as Mobile Police Department is still wrapping up an accident at Airport Yester Oaks. At Spring Hill Toyota at 3062 Government Boulevard in Mobile, you get the all-new 2019 Toyota Camry with 0% financing or $4,000 in savings. Model 2554. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
640 FM Talk 106.5. Foggy start to your Friday on both sides of the bay. And like Dr. Bill said, thunderstorms by tomorrow and better by Sunday. Now let's catch more headlines. Here's Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. News out of Montgomery this morning as an Alabama representative leaves his colleagues stunned, and it's a story making national headlines. As the Alabama House was debating the bill regarding making having an abortion a criminal action, Representative John Rogers said, quote, "So it boils down to whether you kill them early or you kill them later." Fellow Democrat Senator Doug Jones, who has known Rogers for years, says, quote, "I thought it was outrageous. I was absolutely appalled. I think he owes an apology to the people of the state, and he owes an apology to members of the legislature." Meantime, Planned Parenthood Southeast advocates, they released the following statement, reading in part, quote, "We are disgusted and deeply offended by the most recent comments from Representative Rogers. Not only were his remarks reprehensible, they are a complete distraction from the real work still left to be done in this state. The people of Alabama deserve better. As we speak, Alabamians are dying from real public health problems that need our attention, and we will not allow one man's repulsive rant to distract us from the real issues at hand." The abortion bill passed the House in a 74-3 vote. It now heads to the Senate. New information in a local homicide case as bond has been set at $500,000 for murder suspect Kendrick Cantrell Patrick of Spanish Fort. The 31-year-old is charged in the shooting death of Skylar Williams. Authorities believe the victim was killed in the Spanish Fort area and then transported to Stockton. Williams' body was discovered Monday night near the Majors Creek Bridge just north of Stockton. He, of course being Patrick, now faces multiple charges, including murder, attempted murder, and the charge of discharging a firearm into an occupied dwelling or vehicle. Now, this is not Patrick's first brush with the law. Just last week, he and six others were indicted on federal drug charges involving the alleged possession and distribution of cocaine and heroin. If Patrick makes bond, he will be required to wear an ankle monitor and would be under house arrest. He has until the end of this month to request a preliminary hearing. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
Hey, thanks, Kelly. 642 FM Talk 106.5, and we'll talk more about this in the 8 o'clock hour for sure, but the comments from John Rogers we started talking about 2 days ago that happened actually while I was sitting just one floor below there in Montgomery. We're doing Midday Mobile live on Tuesday from the State House when John Rogers said what he did about abortion. I would just point out that that's not the first time people are acting like John Rogers has never said, listen, he is one of a handful of Alabama legislators that have given me reason to save files of the ridiculous things they've said over the years. He's one of them. This is not his first brush. This may be the most offensive to a lot of people, but this is not Representative John Rogers' first brush with saying dumb stuff.
I couldn't believe it when I heard the comments. I mean, it's unbelievable to think in this day and age when everybody goes after every politician that there are politicians that would still say things like that.
And
but
John Rogers is he's from another time and older, and I don't think he considers what social. I don't think that's of any consideration, not even on his radar.
Even still, we've torn him up for it, and a few other people have. But
nationally,
I mean, conservatives nationally have, but other than Doug Jones, I haven't really seen any Democrats or liberals really go after him for this.
Well, the point is, though, I would just point out, and we'll talk about this when we turn up your voice in the 8 o'clock hour. Would they vote any differently?
No.
Okay. So if Doug Jones and John Rogers would vote the same way, what we're talking about is a presentation of an idea, but not the idea. correct?
Right.
Okay. 6:44, coming right back.
A little sunshine is nice, but too much is damaging. Pro Tent Window Tinting specializes in protecting you, your vehicles, homes, and businesses with premium installations of thermal and UV reduction ceramic films. Along with preventing sun damage, window tinting increases your privacy, provides a cool and comfortable interior, and is visually pleasing. When your factory-installed tent fails, call Pro Tent. With a no-fault lifetime warranty on all jobs, Pro Tent has you covered. Call today, 802-1234. That's 802-1234. 3-4.
Jim Gaffigan, the Quality Time Tour.
Have you been to one of the weddings where the groom removes the girder belt from the bride and flings it to a crowd of perverts?
What came up with that one?
Hey, you know how the bride throws the bouquet? How about something for the fellas? Maybe the bride's on the way.
Jim Gaffigan, Saturday, May 11th, the Wharf Amphitheater. Reserve seats on sale now at Ticketmaster.com, the box office, or by phone.
I'm Bill Wiles, WKRG News 5. A murder suspect is now facing federal drug charges. Kendrick Patrick is accused of killing Skylar Williams in Spanish Fort and dumping his body in Stockton. On Thursday, a judge set his bond at $500,000. Williams' body was found along Majors Creek Monday night. Now we know just 5 days before that, a grand jury indicted Patrick and six others in a drug case. They're accused of distributing cocaine and heroin. A case of the measles has been confirmed in St. Clair County, Alabama, just outside Birmingham. An infant with the virus is now being treated. Just over a week ago, the Department of Health confirmed someone with measles traveled through Alabama April 11th, making stops in Livingston and Fort Payne. The person would have driven through St. Clair County. An arrest in the brutal home invasion and stabbing of an 81-year-old woman in Mobile. The attack happened during a home invasion earlier this week on Pineda Court. Francilia Chastang is charged with elder abuse, assault, and theft of property. Margaret Campbell was found beaten and stabbed. Her vehicle was stolen. Campbell remains in the hospital. I'm Bill Riles, WKRG News. News 5.
FM Talk 106.5. This is your kind of station. Your views, your opinions, your money. We're all about what's important to you. Local, informative, with your attitude. And we believe this is a great environment to advertise your business. We have thousands of listeners who should be your customers. If you're interested in advertising to a large group of 35 to 64-year-old Gulf Coast residents who share your ideas, we're the perfect vehicle for you. Hi, this is Bill Roth, Director of Sales for FM Talk 106.5, and I'd welcome the opportunity to speak with you about increasing your business. Please give me a call at 251-344-1065, extension 15, and we'll discuss how FM Talk 106.5 can help your business win big. That number again is 251-344-1065, extension 15. We're talk radio on crystal clear digital FM stereo at 106.5, and we can help your business succeed.
Joel Embiid takes over in Philly. Two NHL playoff series are now evened up, and the Bay Bears continue their hot streak. 6:47 on FM Talk 106.5. I'm Dalton Horwig, and it's time for the Mobile Morning Sports Report, brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe. In the NBA playoffs, the Philadelphia 76ers routed the Toronto Raptors 116-95 to take a 2-1 series lead in their second-round playoff series. Philly led the entire game, with big center Joel Embiid scoring 33 points with 10 rebounds.
Embiid for three! Joel Embiid is 3-for-3 from downtown here in game three.
Embiid went 9 of 18 from the floor and made 12 of 13 free throws. Toronto's Kawhi Leonard scored 33 points, and Pascal Siakam added 20. Game four set for tomorrow in Philadelphia. Actually, set for Sunday in Philadelphia. Tonight, there are two NBA game threes that are scheduled, with both series tied at one game apiece. At 7 o'clock, Boston hosts Milwaukee, and at 9:30, Portland hosts Denver. Yesterday, the Celtics announced that team president Danny Ainge suffered a mild heart attack in Milwaukee on Tuesday night. According to a release from the team, Ainge received immediate medical attention and is expected to make a full recovery. In the NHL playoffs, Tuukka Rask stopped 39 shots, and Patrice Bergeron scored twice as the Boston Bruins beat the Columbus Blue Jackets 4-1. The series is now tied at two games apiece and heads to Boston tomorrow for Game 5. In the late game, the Colorado Avalanche beat the San Jose Sharks 3-0 to even their NHL second-round series at 2-2. Colorado goalie Philip Grubauer stopped 32 shots for his first career playoff shutout. Game 5 is tomorrow in San Jose. In the majors last night, the San Diego Padres crushed Atlanta 11-2. That was actually a day game yesterday. The Mets beat Cincinnati 1-0 with Mets pitcher Noah Syndergaard striking out 10 and hitting New York's lone home run. Colorado beat Milwaukee 11-6. Nationals pitcher Steven Strasburg reached 1,500 strikeouts in fewer innings than any pitcher in Major League history.
Wow.
And his Washington Nationals beat St. Louis 2-1. That snapped a five-game winning streak for the Cardinals. In the American League, the White Sox beat Boston 6-4. Brandon Lowe hit a three-run home run, leading Tampa Bay past Kansas City 3-1. Minnesota beat Houston 8-2, and the LA Angels beat Toronto 6-2. In the minor leagues, the Mobile Bay Bears beat the Montgomery Biscuits 3-1 for their fifth win in their last seven games. Mobile's starting pitcher Matt Ball tossed a season-high six scoreless innings and struck out six batters in his first win with the Bay Bears. Game three of the five-game road series is in Montgomery tonight at 6:35. 10 minutes till 7, that's the Mobile Morning Sports Report brought to you by Butch Cassidy's Cafe, home of the soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. You'll find Butch Cassidy's in Mobile at the corner of North Florida Street and Old Shell Road.
In the Old West, things were settled the old-fashioned way. A duel, just one-on-one. At Butch Cassidy's, we believe it should be that way again. Just you and our soon-to-be-famous Butch Burger. Piled high with bacon, cheese, lettuce, tomato, onion, and pickles. Or just the way you like it. It's time for a showdown. Butch Cassidy's, Old Shell in North Florida Street.
Good morning for the BamaFlooring.com Traffic Center. We've got a dense fog advisory till 9 a.m. with thick fog across the Bayway and sections of the Midtown and Downtown area. We've got a new accident as well at Airport and University. Emergency vehicles just arriving. Still in the middle of the roadway there. Mom deserves the very best. For Mother's Day, call Mom and invite her to the elegant brunch at the historic Crystal Ballroom Sunday, May 12th at the Battle House Hotel. From 10:30 to 2:30 for reservations, call 338-5441. And I'm Kane with your FM Talk 106.5 Traffic.
Professional Collision Auto Body Repair Shops provide clear, concise estimates, keep you informed through the repair process, and restore your car to the highest quality standards at a fair market price. Learn more at professional-collision.com. Bringing you this information update.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority, and Dr. Bill Williams.
The skies will be partly cloudy across the Gulf Coast today. Look for isolated thunderstorms this afternoon with temperatures in the mid-80s. Tonight, isolated thunderstorms. Lows in the upper 60s, and then tomorrow, mostly cloudy with periods of showers and thunderstorms and highs in the lower 80s. This is meteorologist Dr. Bill Williams for FM Talk 106.5.
FM Talk 106.5, the Gulf Coast Weather Authority.
Fewer things are more important than buying a home or selling your home. I'm Dan Chavis with Roberts Brothers. Mobile, the eastern shore of the beach. Roberts Brothers is there. Roberts Brothers has been helping people with their real estate needs for over 73 years. And nobody in South Alabama sells more real estate than Roberts Brothers. Dan Chavis and Roberts Brothers, where doing the right thing is a way of life. I'm Dan Chavis, and I'm with Roberts Brothers. Call me, 591-2144. 591-2144.
Proving that, in fact, we all can't just get along.
You need to have your ticket punched, Feinbaum. I'm going to be your worst nightmare.
So, would you say I would have the right to defend myself?
Weekday afternoons at 2 with Paul Feinbaum on FM Talk 106.5.
At 6:52, FM Talk 106.5 and Mobile Mornings on this Friday. It means we've got a weekend weather scale coming up with Dr. Bill next hour. Plus, we'll talk to Alec Naiman and find out what's cooking as you get ready for this weekend. Hopefully, we get something with a little flair, a little south of the border flair.
Yeah, something spicy, you're saying?
Cinco de Mayo. You know, every year it seems like Cinco de Mayo falls on the 5th of May.
Mm-hmm. How does that happen?
I don't know, strange. It's like, you know, it doesn't ever move on the calendar.
I'm just glad, I mean, even though it's a Sunday this year, which it's not the best day. It's not a Friday or a Saturday. Right. But sometimes it falls on a Tuesday or a Wednesday, and I just can't get with that.
Yes, well, Sunday, though, is about the same as a Tuesday. You got to be at work Monday.
I know.
Don't screw this up, all right? 6:53, we'll talk about that in just a second. Right now, headlines with Kelly.
Good Friday morning. It's Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5. In your business news this morning, if you like to fill your prescriptions at CVS, soon you may have to find a new location as the drugstore chain announces they are closing 46 locations across the U.S., and three of those stores are right here in Alabama. The closures represent less than 1% of the chain's 9,000 locations nationwide. The stores that are shutting their doors were deemed as, quote, underperforming. Some of the closures have already happened, while others are underway. According to USA Today, those three stores are located in Montgomery, Huntsville, and here in Alabama. The location is located at 664 Schillinger Road South. Overall, business-wise, CVS is reporting 35% year-over-year increase in their first quarter revenues to $61.6 billion. More jobs are coming to Loxley thanks to eCovery. That's a recycled metal processing plant. eCovery describes itself as, quote, one of the largest metal recyclers in the Southeast. The latest expansion adds a 100,000 square foot building and new equipment and will have 30 new jobs which need to be filled. According to the Baldwin County Economic Development Alliance, economic incentives were approved by the Loxley Industrial Development Board, which included 10-year abatement of state and local non-educational property taxes, as well as an abatement of sales and use taxes related to construction, other than those levied for educational purposes. eCovery will make a capital investment of $5.75 million, and North American Property Leasing, Inc. also will make a capital investment of $2.53 million. eCovery is a family-owned company which specializes in the shredding, granulation, and separation of copper and aluminum from scrap. And up and away, happening today, the 15th annual Gulf Coast Hot Air Balloon Festival kicks off in Foley at the Foley Sports Complex on Highway 98. It is free of charge to enjoy watching those balloons. If you want to take a trip in balloon, well, that'll cost you a ticket price. The event starts today at 2 p.m., ends at 10 p.m., and then on Saturday, 9 a.m. to 10 p.m. Have fun. This is Kelly Finley with FM Talk 106.5.
655, FM Talk 106.5, and yeah, Cinco de Mayo. And so as you're having your authentic, very authentic Tex-Mex on Sunday to celebrate, maybe, you know, just like a real, you know, sleepy Mexican town, you're going to have a frozen margarita and a giant wacky wacky glass with neon lights on it. Do you know why you're doing that? You know what Cinco de Mayo is all about?
Cinco de Mayo.
Yeah, the history of Cinco de Mayo.
It's not Mexican Independence Day, is it?
It is not. Okay. See, a lot of people, see, that would be the... And I think that's a fair place to end up, but it's not there.
Is it
that's
the day?
That's September 16th, actually, is Mexican Independence
Day.
Okay.
Is it the day where they realize they are making so much money by selling their Mexican food in America?
There it is. Cinco de Mayo, celebration of the preponderance of Mexican food restaurants in the United States. Well, no, that's not factual either. Yeah, it was a the Battle of Puebla.
Oh.
And it's not even like one of the major things they celebrate in Mexico, kind of like we do St. Patrick's Day here, and it's only St. Patrick's Day has gotten popular back in Ireland because it got popular in the United States.
Uh-huh.
And went back to Ireland to get popular. But yeah, so was it Emperor Maximilian, I think, was at that point? Where they beat the French in the Battle of Puebla.
Mm-hmm.
And that was in 1862, and that battle occurred on May 5th of 1862, and that is Cinco de Mayo. So, I mean, it's still something that's taught in history books in Mexico, but not Mexican Independence Day. It is not even a war they won, a battle within a war that they won. But it was one of those things that they weren't supposed to win the battle, and they did win the battle, so...
One of my favorite holidays. I'm going to get some tamales,
mm-hmm.
some churros, and the authentic Corona Premier.
Very, very nice. Yeah. I like that Premier.
It's really good.
Yeah, it's really good.
But I don't think they drink it much in Mexico.
No, but they will in Mobile this weekend. All right, 657. We're coming right back. Hour number two of Mobile Mornings on the way.